isolating the voltage. When these three conditions are met, it is acceptable to perform live work, although minimal isolation procedures must be followed. These include the following. Identify the correct isolation point or device. For all work on low-voltage electrical equipment or circuits, it is important to identify the correct point of isolation. When isolating the main energy source, it is also vital to isolate any secondary source, like standby generators, uninterruptible power supplies, and micro-generators. Check the condition of the voltage-indicating devices like a test lamp or two-pole voltage detector. Switch off the installation or circuit that will be isolated. Because a particular isolation device is in the off position, it should never be assumed that all equipment is dead.